undoubtedly there are racists in America. But to say the whole system is
not
a racist
country
is insane.
Right, because then Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez wouldn't be a congresswoman, okay? In other words, and blacks wouldn't have advanced in this country, okay? They'd still be put down like they were under Jim Crow. And Barack Obama would have never been president. Last time I checked, there's a lot of white people out there voted for Barack Obama. In fact, if they didn't, he couldn't have gotten elected president. America is not systematically racist. We have to stop letting them. We have to say that boldly as the truth.
You can't, in polite company, say what I just said. By the way, with Thomas Sowell, a black Harvard-educated economist echoes exactly what I just said. There is no such thing as systematic racism.
Right, but he's an Uncle Tom, according to them. According to them.
He's smarter than them all.
Well, no, smarter than them all collectively.
And again, undoubtedly, there are racists in this country. You're naive if you don't think that. But to say the whole system is systematically racist, I don't think that's simply fair.
But why is that important to what we're talking about with the filibuster? Because the more they try themselves with their media allies, their comrades in the media, to convince you that America is a racist nation, they will try to convince you that the filibuster needs to be done away with so that you give them carte blanche to do whatever they want. The way they're going to defend themselves is, well, we needed to do this because the Republicans and the rest of the country are racist. So we don't need 60 votes anymore, or else we'll never get anything done. That's why we're bringing up the racism part and other arguments that they're going to make. They will make it seem like your very life is in danger unless you do away with the filibuster and let them remake America the way they want. Can I bring you a point
sure.
up to you? Antonin Scalia, God rest his soul, and I mean that sincerely, God rest his soul. I do believe he was killed. I know I can't back that up. I believe he was killed, okay? The bottom line is Antonin Scalia testified in front of Congress one time, and he was telling a story to the representative, I forgot who he was talking to, about how he took a trip to France, okay? And one of the French government officials he was in a conversation with asked Nino Scalia, said, you know, you in America, you do things so slowly. You know, if we want to do something here, we voted in a new government in France. You know, they're like Italy. They're on their however many governments later. Okay. And Scalia said, it's by design. Tucker Carlson was making this point in the filibuster. It's by design. We don't want radical change without having to take a breather and compromise and debate and discuss. So if you have, let's say, 53 Democrats, but you need 60, okay, you're going to have to discuss. You're going to have to debate.
You're
going
to have
to
compromise.
And Scalia's point and Tucker Carlson's point in this is by design. We don't want the House will operate on a simple majority. That's fine. But the House needs the Senate in order to pass legislation and then the president to sign it. That means you don't, like the Stones always say, it might as well be one of the theme songs of our show at the front line with Joe and Joe. You can't always get what you
and
want.
And that's why we, and I've said this, and why Barack Obama, I called him this from the beginning. This is my term. He was a charismatic ideologue. That is why we should never have an ideological president. Now, that doesn't mean you're wishy-washy. Like, for instance, in politics, I could never compromise on abortion.
Right.
There are some things that you could agree to disagree with, and there could be no compromise on. However, on things that require prudential judgment, everything should be discussed. Everything should be discussed. There are elements that both parties have good points to make on education, on the border, on
the
economics,
yeah,
on infrastructure, that if we had a healthy and clear thinking and clear minded society, we would be so much further along and so much better off. That's a conversation for another day. But what I'm saying is ideologues don't work in government. And Barack Obama was an ideologue. And I'll say this, and I'm going to say I've said it, and I'm going to say it publicly on this show. He was a failure as a president. He was a failure. He did not get things done because he was an ideologue. Mm-hmm. The majority of his two terms, he didn't have the House and the Senate. Nothing got done.
Right.
Because he refused. Oh, what would he say? I have the phone, the pen and the phone.
Got the pen and the phone.
Whatever, Barack. All that stuff got washed away the second that Donald Trump came into the office. Part of the reason why he's hell-bent on beating Donald Trump and he's out there. Because it's ego and pride, and he knows if Trump wins a second term, his presidency it's already in the dustbin. It's going to be ground into nothing.
You know, if we got rid of all the radical social agenda on the moral questions, abortion, gay marriage, and this and that, and Republicans and Democrats, yes, because we're not compromising on that. In other words, those are things that are non-negotiable. But as far as many of the things you said, if they would sit down and stop being ideological, throw away their Marxism. Again, these are blind people or evil people. They want pure political power, so we don't know that they're going to do that. But you're a typical Democrat, okay? You could do great things in this country. Most of the American people on abortion, we're split. That's the way it is, okay? Half the country's pro-life without exception. The other half of the country's not, or with some exceptions. But the bottom line is we're split on that. I don't think we're split on gay marriage. That was completely imposed on us by the Supreme Court. The vast majority of people, okay, do not agree with gay marriage. But leaving like those radical positions aside, we could do great things in this country if the party in question, the Democrats, okay, were not now completely 100% infiltrated by Marxists who simply, they don't want that compromise you're talking about. They don't want the compromise that Tucker Carlson's talking about where you have to work because you have a filibuster, okay?
And
they
don't want case in point, Tim Scott with police reform.
Right.
Black, he's a Republican, but his bill was a moderate bill.
Right.
Many compromises went into that bill. Look it up. Read it. It was voted. Not one Democrat voted for it.
Right.
You know, instead of – how about – let's talk – we're going to talk chutes and ladders and Candyland for a moment because this is never going to happen, ever. But if you really cared about – what happened to George Floyd, you would have passed that bill.
Right.
You would have gotten police reform, and there'd be no need to burn cities. But you do have a need to burn cities because you are trying to create chaos with the hope that it tarnishes Donald Trump and that he loses the election. I only wish that a large swath of the Democrats who still will vote for Joe Biden could admit that.
Right.
Or see it, because it's true. And I'm telling you it's true. I am telling you. I believe that to my core because it is true. You see, if you cared about George Floyd, you would have passed that bill. Tim Scott had a fantastic speech,
right,
that he gave when that bill. He was, and he's admitted that he has felt the evil arm of prejudice in his life growing up in South Carolina as a poor man. And he put all his effort into that. Not one Democrat voted for it because it's not about the people. It's not about protecting people like George Floyd. Oh, they'll say it is. But Tim Scott put his best out there to get that through. Not having it. Because we want Donald Trump out of office. The hell with the American people.
And to hell with Tim Scott. See, that's their inherent racism. Well, he's just a dumb Uncle Tom. They probably didn't use the word Uncle Tom. They probably used the word that you're not supposed to use. Because that's the way the Democrats are. We all know. Everybody's put it out there now. Joe and I said it a long time ago. We didn't need Dinesh D'Souza to say it. We've always known that the Democrat Party was a racist party. We grew up in Newark. We see what they've done to black people in the city of Newark. Okay? But it didn't matter. He was just a dumb Uncle Tom to them. We don't have to listen. That didn't judge the bill. Didn't judge the measures, like you said, that would have been effective. That would have addressed many of the issues that led up to the murder of George Floyd. Giving compromise. Compromise. Talk about compromise. Okay? Compromising. Letting the Democrats have input. They just, you know, just totally dismissed it because they're racist. They are a racist party. Because if Black Lives really did matter, they would have listened to Tim Scott. What is he, not an authentic black man? Or is it like Joe Biden said, if you're a Republican or you're thinking about voting for Trump and you're black, you're not really black. What a racist statement. Yet orange man is the racist. Biden made a blatantly racist statement when he said that. Nobody called him out on it.
Press gives him a pass. Typical.
Right.
That's why the press, and we're going to get into this in our next segment, is the enemy of the people.
They are.
The press is the enemy of the American people.
Because they hate your guts. Just like we mentioned the Democrat Party. Well, their communications arm is the mainstream media. Just like their military arm right now is Antifa, Black Lives Matter. They have all the apparatus in place, the structures in place. So their communications people are all in the media. And they go out there and they just say whatever the hell it is they want. But the New York Times aren't going to dox them, but they're certainly going to dox Tucker Carlson when all he's doing is he's just a major, major league thorn in their side.